All right, 1 o'clock home game in the division. Team's excited to play a good Philadelphia team. Their defense is a hard-charging unit. You know, their front four leads them. They're deep and talented along the defensive line. Graham and Cox and company are playing very well up front for them. Athletically, their linebackers can run and they can hit, and their secondary has a lot of position flexibility. They have some guys that can play some different spots with Jenkins, McLeod, and Watkins. Offensively, they're a West Coast ball control outfit. That's their foundation. They use personnel groups and creativity to try to create confusion for the defense. Wentz is a big, strong, athletic quarterback who has acclimated well to the pro game. They're deep in experience along the offensive line. Matthews is their featured ball carrier, and he can carry the mail. They have a trio of playmakers in the pass game while they like to deal the ball with Sproles, Ertz, and Matthews. They feature those three guys inside. Special teams are one of the most consistent and disciplined units in the league and have been that way for about three or four years. Sproles, Huff, and Smallwood all factor into the return game. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, is some...
They have about 12 different guys, I think, that have gotten sacks. Do they do a little bit more blitzing, more exotic looks than most teams you've faced so far?
About one in three snaps they pressure. They're not a high-pressure team, per se. It depends on the situation, but they do a nice job with their defensive line, creating pressure, squeezing the edges, getting their front up the field, and they rotate a lot of different guys that way.
Coach, as someone who's been around a lot of different offenses over the years, what does Carson Wentz do differently from other rookie quarterbacks that helps him get acclimated to the NFL game faster than other rookie quarterbacks?
You look at him, he has prototypical size. He moves well in the pocket already for a young quarterback. He keeps two hands on the ball, which helps him. He can slide, he can move, and he can come on out both ways, left and right, and make throws both left and right. Plays with his eyes down the field even when the pocket's dirty.
How much do you think your team needs to change coming out of the bye after what you've seen in the first half?
What do you mean change?
Is it important for you to do things differently, or do you kind of just
We're going to stick to the plan. We took a look at ourselves personnel-wise. We took a look at ourselves schematically. We're going to make some adjustments to roles with players, acclimate some more guys in, maybe de-acclimate some guys, and make some adjustments schematically and move on down the road.
What gives you confidence that plan has you heading in the right direction so far?
Just seeing the way the guys work, the way the guys respond. We're getting better each and every week in practice, and we anticipate that to continue on Sundays.
You didn't make a trade, obviously, on the deadline, so I would assume that means you've got some level of confidence in what you have here. Are you pretty confident that you've got the roster to make a run at the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm very confident in the team, in the locker room, in the coaching staff. And, you always explore options out there, but you value draft picks as well.
Is it overstated how much you can change in a bye week? I know we make a big deal about it, but.
I would say, your team is, your players are what they are, your staff is what it is. You take a look at what you do well, what you don't do well. You make some adjustments. You try to work on things you need to work on, but you can't fix everything over a bye week. But you need to get healthy and make sure you try to squeeze an extra practice in, a couple extra workouts in, and take a look at as much film as you can.
What kind of dimension does Zach Ertz bring to their offense?
Yeah, he's an athletic guy. He's a big target for him. He plays the game fast. He's smart, and he's earned the trust. He's played with a few different quarterbacks and has earned the trust of all those quarterbacks.
Ben, how would you describe your interview with the Eagles, and was there a point where you felt like there was a real chance that you might end up there?
It was good to go through the process. I went through a few of them. It was beneficial to go through it, to learn through it. I think they have good people down there in Philadelphia, and it worked out the way it worked out.
Did you interview in Philadelphia?
Yes.
And was it weird? Were you actually in the building? Or
I wasn't in the building, but it wasn't weird, no. It was,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that all this week, that you could have been there, Tom could have been there even when you got the job here?
No, focused on preparation.
How's Odell doing health-wise? I mean, what did you see out there from him today?
He was limited today, but he got some work done.
Is he moving well in your estimation?
Yes.
Why has he been able to be more productive in the second half of seasons? It's only the two so far, but you've been his offensive coordinator in those times. It seems like the second half of the season he really increases his production.
I think offenses in general get more productive in the second half of seasons. I think they have a chance to work with each other's defenses. Usually start ahead of the game, and You know, Odell's a talented player, and the more he practices, the more he gets underneath him rep-wise, the better he seems to get.
Yeah, the close.
Verhey and Thompson on track to play this weekend?
They were both limited today.
Odell had close to, I think it was 500 yards last year out of the slot. Much smaller number at this pace right now out of the slot this year. Mm-hmm. Is that something you'd like to implement more maybe in the second half of the season, or
are you fine
with kind of him being on the outside most of the time?
Yeah, each week you take into consideration your matchups. That plays a big part of it, what you like schematically versus what they do schematically, so you take everything into consideration.
Is there one area of this team that you want to see improved in the second half?
No, I think we need to, in all three phases, just continue to work and get better in everything that we do. And it really starts in the practice field, and it goes back to fundamentals. As the season goes long, if you spend too much time on schematics and you don't continue to work on the fundamentals, things get sloppier.
Berry is still listed with a concussion. I know that was the original injury, but is he all clear of everything now? And just
who's that?
Nat Berry?
He's still in the protocol. Yes.
That's been a long time. This is a pretty severe concussion for him.
Yeah, he's still in the protocol.
So he's still not cleared to play?
Correct.
Is it just contact? Is that where he's at, or where is he at in the protocol?
He's able to practice.
With contact?
No contact, non-contact.
Do you do anything differently coming out of the bye week? And I know it's last season, but you guys kind of went into a tailspin kind of coming out of the bye last year. Do you do anything differently to make sure that you guys are more prepared for this similar situation?
I think last year, like I said before, is in the rearview mirror.
Do you do anything differently to make sure you come out of a bye week strong?
You know what? We spent a lot of time, looking at some things schematically and personnel-wise. We looked at the schedule a little bit and things we can do as far as rest and recovery to make an impact, and we're confident it'll pay off.
Do you foresee a bigger role for Perkins going forward?
Again, we'll, personnel, I'm not going to talk about game plan up here, but he's a young guy, he's coming on nicely.
You mentioned going back to the fundamentals. Based on what you've seen Monday and today, do you feel that they're coming into, making progress in that regard?
Yeah, it was nice to have an extra practice on Monday. We hit the field for about an hour, so we made some progress there. Tomorrow will be a big day for us getting the pads back on.
Ryan was added to the injury report with an elbow. What happened? Just something going
sore.
Yep. And Doug is going through the same thing in Philadelphia as a first-year head coach. Has there been anything, you're almost halfway through your first season, that has been challenging or the unexpected in your first year?
Yeah, about a handful of things. Yeah, if you've been paying attention. There have been some things that have been challenging, but, again, you put the blinders on, you go to work, you support the locker room, and you hold each other accountable.
Is there any way to prepare for that?
You be the same guy you always are. You be consistent.
How much does it exceed your expectations, the outside, the non-football stuff that you've kind of had to deal with here?
No, you knew going in there were going to be three dumpster fires every day, and, you deal with them as they come. A lot of things cross your desk that you don't want to deal with, but it's part of the job, and you handle it, and you move on. You stay consistent, you stay in the moment, and you keep everyone's best interest in mind.
Do you know Doug in any way, beyond this meeting, the league meetings and such?
Yeah, somewhat. I met him a few times.
At some point, do you have to change the running game to get it going, or do you just keep going with what you have?
What do you mean change?
Put somebody else in, go with four wideouts and maybe a single back or something. A new look?
Yeah, we've factored in, a lot of different options. But, again, we're not going to talk about game planning up here.
Ben, the player that Olivier Vernon was in London, is that the player you expect him to be in the second half, maybe if he's a little healthier?
Yeah, I think he's going to get better as the season goes on, like a lot of other guys on the roster.
We've heard a lot about him being, dealing with an injury, something he's had to play through. How much healthier is he now, or is he healthier now maybe than he was a couple weeks ago?
He's still fighting through the wrist.
Is that something he's going to have to deal with for the duration of the season?
I'm not a doctor.
Two more questions.
You talked about the dumpster fires that inevitably come your way. Chance to kind of take a deep breath by this year and have been there. Do you feel a little bit more like just used to the chaos of it? Kind of, you're just, okay, it is what it is, and you're kind of adjusted. Maybe better to it today than you were a couple months ago.
Yeah, no, I don't like the bye, personally. I like to stay in the rhythm, stay in the grind. You know, what we do is not normal. Who we are is not normal. I embrace that. I enjoy that. So I don't like to buy. I like to make sure I keep my focus.
Thank you.